Forbes magazine came out with its list of American billionaires this month. 9 men and 1 woman from Washington State made the list. The group of 10 had an oversized influence on Washington State politics last year, but so far this year, they're mostly sitting on the sidelines. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The net worth of the Evergreen State's crop of billionaires went up last year, but its spending on political campaigns has withered. Last year, the mega-rich, including Microsoft's Bill Gates, Paul Allen, and Steve Ballmer, poured about $10 million from their personal fortunes into ballot measures supporting charter schools and gay marriage. Amazon's Jeff Bezos and video game mogul Gabe Newell also made at least six-figure contributions to those campaigns. Both campaigns heavily outspent their opposition, and both measures passed. This year, the big money in state politics is flooding into advertising on a ballot measure that would require labels on genetically modified foods.
Please stand with Washington family farmers in voting no.
But this time, it's not wealthy individuals behind all the ads. It's out-of-state corporations. Businesses involved in genetic engineering, including Monsanto, DuPont, and Bayer, have pumped more than $11 million into the fight to keep genetic labels off food products. Businesses that promote their organic ingredients have been supporting the Yes on 522 campaign.
Let's label genetically engineered food. Yes on 522.
The biggest backer of the genetic labeling measure is Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps. The California company has given about $1 million. Here in Washington, the 0.000001% apparently don't care much whether their food has a GMO label on it. No billionaires have reported any contributions for or against Initiative 522. That's even though the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a major promoter of genetically engineered crops as a high-tech way of fighting hunger in the developing world. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.